The toppling of the Mubarak regime has released a pent-up flood of Egyptian political diversity. New parties are being formed left and right, some of them new, some long denied legitimacy by the former regime. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this report on Egypt's new political dynamic, which seems to be changing by the hour.
It used to be that politics was a topic that required little discussion, other than the darkly humorous jokes Egyptians loved to tell about the political class. But since the upheaval known as the January 25th Revolution, you can hardly get a word in edgewise. Tahrir Square is alive with retail-level politics. All manner of issues, grievances, and ideas are under discussion at any hour of the day or night. Salah Abdel Salim, a tall man with an engaging smile and no political experience to speak of, is practicing his stump speech.
The largest and strongest party on the scene right now is the January 25th party. We are the only party that represents the young people of Egypt who made all this freedom possible, and I am their presidential candidate.
There are a few catches, though. Besides having neither a budget nor campaign-savvy staff, the January 25th party has yet to be approved to participate in the elections, which could be coming in less than 6 months. It's a problem facing any number of parties these days. There's a labor-based party, the Democratic Freedom Party, an offshoot of the old left-wing Tagamu Party, and others. Many have little experience, while two groups, the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood and the remnants of Mubarak's National Democratic Party, have a lot. Publisher and democracy advocate Hisham Kassem says while he commends the Egyptian military for wanting to relinquish political power sooner rather than later, he worries that 6 months is too soon for these new parties to get on their feet.
The important thing for me in the next elections is that no single current dominates, and specifically the Muslim Brotherhood. My estimate is they'll get between 10% to 20% maximum, but their rightful share is 10%. They're simply an organized minority who still operated under Mubarak because they operated from the mosque, as opposed to us who had nowhere to operate from, and Mubarak couldn't close down the mosques.
The very first new party approved in the wake of Mubarak's demise is setting out to prove Kassem's hunch that the Brotherhood's popularity will fade now that voters have other options. Al-Wasat, or the Center Party, was formed in part by Brotherhood members who rebelled against the old guard's insistence on mixing religion and politics, and on discriminating against women. They were denied a party license for 15 years by Mubarak's government. Analysts say the regime was anxious to keep the focus on the Brotherhood, which it deployed as an extremist threat to worry the West. But now Wasat can compete. Chairman Abu Alayla Mahdi says the difference between Wasat and the Muslim Brotherhood is simple. The Brotherhood emphasizes Islam in every facet of life, while Wasat wants to keep religion separate from politics.
So Wasat is very different from Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is still a religious group. They have a job, preaching job, and also they have a political wing. I think this is very dangerous in our society, like Egyptian or Arab world. So we separated between two jobs. We only specialize in the political activities, politics.
Mahdi also says his party gives full equality to women and has no problem upholding Egypt's international agreements, including the Camp David Accords, the peace treaty with Israel. Al-Wasat supporters believe the party could appeal to a broad cross-section of voters, but not if they have less than 6 months to prepare and run a nationwide campaign. That's why Mahdi and others are asking the military Supreme Council to delay the elections by at least another 6 months. In these heady days, anything seems possible. Optimists envision an Egyptian electorate eager to embrace a democratic, secular government that will see its first task as drafting a new constitution that enshrines equal opportunity and freedom of expression. But others wonder if the wealthy families that used to steer huge numbers of rural voters to Mubarak's regime will continue to support a reinvented version of the former ruling party. Likewise, the superior organizational skills of the Muslim Brothers could vault them ahead of many of these new parties with the paint still drying on their office walls. For the moment, however, Egyptians are reveling in a cacophony of political expression, uncorked at last and spraying joyously in all directions at once. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.